A professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says ensuring an accurate diagnosis of any diarrhea on the farm is an important step toward identifying the most effective treatment. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Brachyspirate Diagnostic Service, operated by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in collaboration with Prairie Diagnostic Services, provides full-service testing for Brachyspira. Dr. John Harding, a professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says most of the samples come from veterinarians, but occasionally samples will come directly from the farm or be submitted by another diagnostic lab, and testing involves either PCR or culture, depending on the diagnostic question.
The reasons for testing, are multiple. Sometimes it's just surveillance to prove negativity of a farm or production system, or to identify and compare, the strains and species identified today to those that have been diagnosed in the past. Most of the samples we receive are feces, but occasionally we receive fecal swabs. Sometimes we receive intestines, so that'd be a pig that has been postmortemed on the farm, or that could be carcasses that are submitted to PDS that go through a necropsy or postmortem in their facilities, and then they submit samples for downstream testing as well. Very occasionally, we receive other samples, so that could be DNA that has been extracted at another laboratory and sent directly to us. Periodically, we receive samples of oral fluids as well. It's really important, though, if you're interested in a diagnosis of Brachyspira, that if tissues are submitted, those would be large intestine, because Brachyspira is a bacteria that lives in the large intestine, not the small intestine. So when I say intestines, the majority of the samples we receive are in fact the large intestine or the colon.
Dr. Harding says ensuring a proper diagnosis of any diarrhea on the farm is an important step toward rectifying the problem. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.